Good morning, boys and girls. This is our children's message for the sixth Sunday after Easter. And there's these words from Acts chapter 17. It says, while Paul was waiting for the others in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. And so Paul stood up in the Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious, for as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you. For God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. And the man that Paul is talking about, of course, is our Savior Jesus. But what I want us to notice is that in this Bible verse, Paul was in one of the great cities of the ancient world. He was in Athens. But I want to, before we get to Athens, I want to notice in the very corner of this map, that little corner, that's Israel. Israel is where the Jewish people lived. Jesus was born in Israel. Jesus lived his whole life in Israel, and he died on the cross in Israel. Moses lived in, well, eventually took the people to Israel. Abraham, all the great saints of the Old Testament were there in Israel. It was so much so that people thought, you have to live in Israel to be saved. People can think that way sometimes, that the salvation is just for us right here. Is that the way God meant it to be? No, Jesus came and died for the sins of the whole world. And so there certainly were believers here in Israel. But God said to Paul, I want you to go to Athens. And that's all the way over here in Greece. Can you imagine? Israel and Greece were so far away and so different. The people were different in how they dressed and how they talked. And so much so that some people used to say in the ancient world, what does Jerusalem have to do with Athens? They literally said that. They thought salvation was for us in Israel, but not over here. God said, I want Paul to go to Athens and to preach to them the good news of Jesus, even though it was very different. What about Israel to Athens? If you were to go even further on, that's Italy. Does God want the people of Italy to hear the good news? Yes, he does. Many of you know that Renee and I just moved here a few months ago. We moved here from Connecticut. That's a long way from here. And we were just outside a very large city you've probably heard of called New York City. Does God want the people of New York City to know the good news? Yes, he does. New York City is 800 miles from here. And a few months ago, this church called and asked us to come to South Carolina. So does God want the good news of Jesus to come to South Carolina? Yes, he does, right? God wanted the good news to go over the whole world. This book is full of maps, all those places. Some people said, it's just for us. The good news is for Israel. It should stay in Israel. What did God say? Paul, I want you to go to Athens. Later on, Paul did go to the city of Rome. And later on, still other people crossed the entire world with the good news of Jesus to Connecticut, New York, Texas, South Carolina, everywhere. God wants the good news to be known that Jesus is the Savior and God has appointed him, as the text tells us. So blessings to you. Here we are in South Carolina, a wonderful place to be, but especially wonderful because God has brought the good news to us. Jesus is our Savior in Israel, in Athens, in Rome, South Carolina too. Blessings to you.